A bit in the mouth of a horse controls the whole horse. A small rudder on a huge ship in the hands of a skilled captain sets a course in the face of the strongest winds. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything or destroy it. It only takes a spark, remember, to set off a forest fire. A careless or wrongly placed word out of your mouth can do that. By our speech, we can ruin the world, turn harmony to chaos, throw mud on a reputation, send the whole world up in smoke and go up in smoke with it. Smoke right from the pit of hell. This is scary. You can tame a tiger, but you can't tame a tongue. It's never been done. The tongue runs wild, a wanton killer. With our tongues, we bless God our Father. With the same tongues, we curse the very men and women he made in his image. Curses and blessings out of the same mouth. My friends, this can't go on. A spring doesn't gush fresh water one day and brackish the next, does it? Apple trees don't bear strawberries, do they? Raspberry bushes don't bear apples, do they? You're not going to dip into a polluted mud hole and get a cup of clear, cool water, are you? This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
As Clive said, my name is Ben. I am the vicar here, and so can I extend my welcome to you as well this morning if you're visiting or here for the first time. It's lovely to have you here. Oh, sorry, what's that? Oh, you think I'm being a bit rude? You think I should introduce you? Okay, sorry about that. Everyone, I'd like to introduce you. This is my very good friend, Polly the Parrot. What's that? You've changed your name? Why? You didn't like being a living cliche? So what is your name now? Mavis. Why is that? Because it's cool. Okay, fair play. Everyone, I'd like to introduce you to my friend Mavis the Parrot. And Mavis and I have been chatting this week about the passage in the Bible that Anka just read to us, which is all about words, all about the things that we say and the way that we speak. And Mavis has been thinking about an expression, a phrase that we often use that's all about the words that we say. And she wants to see if you can work out what she's saying. Can you interpret this phrase about words? Here we go. Any ideas? So, no, nothing single parrot. So this is to do with words. We'll give it one more go, see if you can work it out. Nothing. No. Sorry, Mavis, I did say I didn't think they'd get it. Well, shall we say it together? Okay. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. You know that expression? The stupidest expression that's ever been invented. What a load of rubbish! Sticks and stones hurt us on the outside, don't they? But words can hurt us on the inside. I'm sure that all of us can think about a time when someone has said something to us that has really hurt us. Words are really powerful. And that's what this passage from the Bible that Anka just read to us is all about. So it's written by a man called James. So the book of the Bible that Anka just read that from is from the book of James. And it's a letter written by a man called James. And James was a really practical, down-to-earth kind of guy. Not like me. No, you're right, not like me. I'm useless with a hammer. True, yeah. Even worse with a spanner. Yeah, okay, yeah, true. But I am a bit of a spanner. yeah, very funny, very funny, very funny. So James, unlike me, a very practical, down-to-earth kind of a guy, and he wasn't interested in people being religious. He wasn't interested in people just going to church on a Sunday and looking holy, singing the right kind of songs. All those things are good, really good. But they're no use if you don't live out your faith in everyday life in really practical ways. And so in his letter, he talks about loads of ways of doing that. And the one today is all about the way that we speak and the things that we say. He says our words are powerful. That our tongue, even though it's only a very small part of our body, has a huge impact. He says it's like a tiny spark, a tiny flame, but which can set a whole forest on fire. Sadly, we've seen that, haven't we, with awful forest fires. Just a tiny spark can have a huge impact. Our words are like that, even if they're just very small. They can have a big impact on the people around us. And it's not just James who says that, is it, Mavis? No. There's other bits in the Bible which say it too. So, for example, one bit of the Bible says, reckless words are like a sword thrust, straight to the gut. But the words of the wise bring healing. And there's another bit which says, words have the power to bring life and the power to bring death. What do you think of that? Feels a bit much, you think? A bit over the top? Okay, well, let me give you an example. Mavis, do you mind if I insult you? Okay, we'll give it a go, shall we? Okay. Mavis, look, quite often, frankly, I think you're not very brave. In fact, I think you're a bit of a chicken. I think I might be in trouble. Ah, get off! Get off! What's that about? Rein it in. Calling a bird a chicken is the worst thing that you could call them. Why is that? Chickens are ugly. And they can't even fly. And they're stupid. And they normally end up as drumsticks. All right. True. Okay. But it does prove the point, doesn't it, Mavis, that words are really powerful. Words are really powerful. Now, they can be powerful in bad ways, when we're rude or mean to people, when we lie, or when we gossip, or when we raise our voices unnecessarily. No, I don't think I want to do that. You think it's important? Okay. Mavis thinks I should tell you that even though I'm a vicar, and even though I spent this week writing a talk about having control over the things that you say, I raised my voice unnecessarily to my children over the weekend. It's good for people to know that vicars are wallies too. Yeah, well, I've been proving that for the last 18 months since I arrived here. But we all make mistakes, don't we? We all say things we don't want to say. So words can be negative, but also words can be positive. We can make a huge difference in a positive sense. We can stand up against injustice. We can speak out for those who don't have a voice. We can say things like, I love you, or you're special, or well done. And those things make a really big difference in the lives of people around us. So what James says is, we need to try and get some kind of control over the things we say. And he says, look, you can't fully tame your tongue. It's even harder than taming a tiger, which sounds pretty tough to me. So there's no guilt here. None of us are going to be perfect. But there is a challenge, an encouragement, to try and get some kind of control over the things that we say. And he gives two examples about that. He says, even though the tongue is really small, if you can control it really well, it makes a huge difference. So, for example, the tongue is like the bit in the horse, in the mouth of a horse. So if you have a really skilled horse rider, they can use the reins, which control the bit, to steer the horse. Even though the horse is much stronger than the person, the bit has that impact upon it. Tell them about the last time I rode a horse. Right, okay, well, the last time I rode a horse, I didn't have control over the reins or the bit, and I was kind of daydreaming about playing football for England or Everton or something, probably, and my horse lent his head down to graze, and I very slowly, but quite forcefully, fell forward off the front of the horse directly into a huge patch of stinging nettles. Yeah, you think that's funny, don't you? Yeah. Okay, well, how about this for a different example that James gives? He says that the tongue is like the rudder of a boat. So the rudder's like the steering wheel on a boat, very small. But in the hands of a skilled captain, that captain can use the rudder to steer the whole massive ship. Tell them what happens last time I steered a boat. Well, the last time I steered a boat, I steered us directly into the side of a wave and got everyone on the boat soaking wet. Yeah, you're right, I'm not very good either at riding a horse or at steering a boat, but that's kind of the point. You see, I'm not practiced at riding a horse or steering a boat. And if we're not practiced at getting control of our tongue, then it gets harder and harder and we lose control of it. But actually, if we start bit by bit, if we practice not saying the things that we shouldn't say and saying the things that we should say, then we can be like a skilled rider or a skilled captain. We can turn the whole direction, not just of our own life, but of the lives of people around us. You think it's about time I finished? People are starting to look a bit bored. Okay, fair play. So, here is the challenge then. This week, and we're going to pray about this in just a minute, so Anchor's going to come back in a minute and lead us in some prayers about this. But I wonder, is there anything that we might want to say sorry to God about? Some words that we've used, or some things we've said that haven't been great. Maybe lies, or gossip, or being mean, or raising our voices unnecessarily. Are there things we want to say sorry to God for? And then secondly, are there some good things, some positive things, some things that bring healing or life that we want to say this week? Can we think of someone in our life, at school or at work or at home, who could do with a kind word? Can we think of someone here at church who we could encourage? Is there a way that we could stand up for injustice or speak out for someone who doesn't have a voice? What could we do? What could we say this week? So Anchor's going to come up and lead us in some prayers about that. But before that, I think, Mavis, you wanted to finish, didn't you? Okay, so what did you want to say? This week, why don't you be brave in what you don't say and what you do say? Don't be a chicken.